Blog Talk Radio.
Background, your device, the device to get feedback in the background. Okay, we sound like we are clear on
that.
Good evening and welcome.
I'm getting your feedback.
Bear with me, please. Okay.
You're unmuted on Zoom.
Yes, I am unmuted. Good evening and welcome. We are
the Ministry. We have those on Zoom as well. We are trying to make sure that those on Zoom are in here
as we are communicating. Okay. Technology is something up. Hey, once again,
we are in the beginning of the stream.
If you could, please, those who are on Zoom, if you could mute
your
Zoom, because I am getting feedback, you can mute it and only open up when you have something to share at the time. Okay.
Okay.
Minister Wilson, do you hear me?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Okay. Great.
Hey, once again,
once again,
And we are interactive ministry. And
those who would like to share, call in.
Can I get feedback on the phone? If someone is there with me,
let me see.
Minister Hamad.
Minister Hamad.
Am I getting feedback?
Yeah, you're getting a, good evening, sir. Yeah, we're hearing an echo coming back.
I'm getting
feedback.
Feedback.
Well, the
moderator, is your cell phone muted? Mute your cell phone if it's not muted.
Again. I am sorry for the feedback that we're having this problem. I have everyone muted. Okay, we're going to move forward, and I will try to
For those of you who would like to message,
please go to
Blog Talk Radio. We can again.
And you can pull up this message.
Amen.
Of course, you know, Minister Wilson out of LA will be speaking on you tonight. So I'm going to move out of the way. She can tell you a little bit about herself as she prays first, and then we're going to go forward. Minister Wilson, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, please, if you could just go ahead and move forward, and I'm going to try to correct this. I'm not getting a feedback from on this end from you, so we're going to move forward, and hopefully we can correct that. God bless you.
No problem. God bless you. It does sound a little low coming through the phone. I don't know if that's something we can correct as well.
Is it still low?
Yeah, it's a little bit low for me. I don't know if people can hear me.
Yes, you're clear. We can hear you.
Okay, Minister Herman says that you are clear.
You're clear. I can hear you.
Okay. Well, let's look to the Lord. God, we thank you that right now, Lord, that we know that you are with us, that you dwell within us, that God, you sit on the throne. We come submitted right now, Lord God. I come decreasing in your presence, asking that you increase, that right now, Lord God, that you would anoint my mind, my mouth, oh, Lord God, and my heart to speak, oh, Lord God, with clarity, with simplicity, and to do what you have commanded and called me to do, God. God, right now, we pray that you would touch the hearts of those who have called on to hear a word from you today, that you, oh, Lord God, would deposit that word in us, Lord God, that it will not be snatched up, God, but it will be deposited into good ground, that you, God, will get all of the glory, all of the honor, all of the praise. Everything will be unto you, Lord God. So we just acknowledge you, we reverence you, and we say, God, have your way. Lead us in every capacity to do your will, Lord God, and God, we will forever give you the glory. It is in Jesus' name that we have prayed. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
Yes, yeah, so let me go ahead and do some good house cleaning. I know that I'm obligated to acknowledge, first and foremost, God. I give God all the glory and honor for just being my God. Thank you to elders Dr. John and Dr. Suzanne Clay for the invitation and the opportunity to share with God's people on tonight. Thank you, Minister Edna Herman, for your support and finding an open door for me to walk through. Thank you to my spiritual mother and my covering evangelist, Tracy Morgan, with For God's Glory's Ministries. And most importantly, thank you to my Frost and Wilson family for your continuous support in all areas of my life. I would not be able to be the woman who I am today without the support, encouragement, and insight from my family. And finally, thank you to all of my family, my friends, my fellow leaders of the gospel for being here with me today. And so now that I have done all of the formalities that I am obligated to do based off of my good teaching at Emory University's Candler School of Theology, we can now go to the scripture because there is a word from the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So today I'll be reading for you and you're hearing from Matthew chapter 26, verses 36 through 46. Again, that's Matthew chapter 26, verses 36 through 46, and I'm reading from the New Living Translation. And it says, Then Jesus went with them to the olive grove called Gethsemane, and he said, "Sit here while I go over there to pray." He took Peter and Zebedee's two sons, James and John, and he became anguished and distressed. He told them, "My soul is crushed with grief to the point of death. Stay here and keep watch with me." He went on a little further, and he bowed with his face to the ground, praying, "My Father, if it is possible, let this cup of suffering be taken away from me. Yet I want your will to be done, not mine." Then he returned to the disciples and found them asleep. He said to Peter, "Couldn't you watch with me even 1 hour? Keep watch and pray so that you will not give into temptation. For the spirit is willing, but the body is weak." Then Jesus left them a second time, and he prayed, "My Father, if this cup cannot be taken away unless I drink it, your will be done." When he returned to them again, he found them sleeping, for they couldn't keep their eyes open. So he went to pray a third time, saying the same things. Then he came to the disciples and said, "Go ahead and sleep. Have your rest. But look, the time has come. the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Be going. Look, my betrayer is here. And I just want to talk with you for the moment of the subject, the art of prayer, crafting effectual prayers, your tongue, your words, your future. Today's text is very familiar to the point where we often find ourselves quoting, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. It's become so routine in our language that we say it to make any excuse. We have sat through the sermons of Jesus knowing his hour was coming. We have heard all about the great and terrible voice that speaks to Jesus in Luke's version. We learned of the Abba Father in Mark's version. So that means we've heard accounts from Mark 14, 32 and 41, Luke 22, 40 and 46, and today I have read for you Matthew 26, 36 through 46. The reality of this text that I want you to sit with today is that Jesus is in the garden filled with anguish to the point his soul is being crushed by betrayal and suffering that is about to come to him from those who have been with him. For the first time in the text, we see Jesus experiencing his humanity. And in his humanity, Jesus is left without anyone to cover him. This moment in Scripture, Jesus asks the most important question in his physical life. Must I really go on the cross, or is it possible for this cup to pass me? Jesus leaves Peter, James, and John on the perimeter of the garden for the purposes of keeping watch, to keep watch. Stay here and keep watch with me is the instruction Jesus gives them as he leaves them to stand guard as he travels a bit further to pray. But immediately upon Jesus leaving, they fall asleep. The word watch in this text does not only mean to be awake, but it means to be vigilant with expectancy. I'll say that again for you. The word wake in this passage does not mean only to be awakened, but it means to be vigilant with expectancy. Vigilant with expectancy. When you are on watch, God says to be vigilant with expectancy. So Jesus takes his three closest disciples, whom he trusted, and yet they leave him uncovered. My God. Jesus is fully aware his hour of physical death is coming, and those who could watch with him are sleeping. Now, the root form of the word watch that's used in this passage, it means to arise from death. While Jesus is not using this metaphorical version of the word, I want us to engage the thought. What needs to arise from death in our lives that has not been active while we've been sleeping? Oh, my God. What did we roll over on because our eyes were too heavy? My God, what did you roll over on because you didn't want to wake up? What was it that God told you to watch over, to be vigilant, to have expectation, but yet you were sleeping? My God, what has possibly died because you were too focused on your rest rather than what God was trying to show you? What happens or suffers when there is no covering or no one is willing to watch? Oh, Jesus, we have lost our reverence for God and God's things. We have taken the right to choose to a whole new level. We have mistaken God's given authority, or shall I say God's gifted authority, as our own authority. I ask God, could the outcome for Jesus been different had they just watched and prayed with him? Would the manner in which they captured Jesus been different had they just been on post? What would have been different about the story if they just watched? My God, what could have been different? What would be different about your story if you just watched? If you just sat with Jesus for 1 hour? If when he woke you up in the middle of the night, if you responded to him when he tried to speak to you through the dream, if you would have been in a place of expectation of his spirit while you could be different about your life if you just washed. And for those of you who right now are wondering, yeah, you got it. The first stage of effectual prayer is being watchful. Watch, this means that you are not only awake, but you are prepared to respond to what is before you. You are in a place of expecting God. You are vigilant in your pursuit of what God has before you. Are you vigilant as you pray? Are you in expectation? Do you believe you'll receive anything from God? Oh, prayer is not only about our ability to communicate with God, but it's about our willingness, the willingness to be vigilant in prayer. See, I can be fickle in my desires, and God knows this. And one day I asked God for something, and I heard God clearly tell me, Astria, I need you to want this every day. What you are asking me for, you have to want it even when you're not happy with it, but it has to be in your heart every day. So this calls me, and it puts me to cast down my emotions that would cause my mind to influence my words on my tongue.
My God.
So praying effectively in this season means getting your words on your own team. That means that unruly bit, like I like how the Bible declares it. It says the tongue is an unruly bit that has been set on fire from hell. Who can tame it? Who can tame it? But I'm telling you, I'm submitting to you that if you want to be effective, you can't have one language in prayer and another one in your natural life. If you want God to provide something for you, you can't go to God in prayer and immediately upon leaving, you use your words to cast down what you just asked for. My God. My God. So this takes me to another passage, oh, where God says, who can tame it? But this is where we find the fruit of the Spirit comes into play. It says the evidence that the Spirit of the living God abides in you is the ability for self-control to be evident in who you are. That is a component of the fruit of the Spirit. So if you cannot contain your language, well, your language is not on your own team. Do you possess the Spirit of the living God? Let's just get to the core of the matter. It's God in you that you can contain yourself when things are going awry in your life.
My
God, my God, my God. Jesus, Jesus. So now, as we get back to the text, I was doing my research, and I like to read from various versions, and I like the way the NRSV captures what Jesus says to them in verse 41. And he says, stay awake and pray that you may come in, that you may not come into the time of trial. See, the other versions say temptation, but NRSV says, stay awake and pray that you may not come into the time of trial. This lets me know that prayer is a preventative measure. That means that if I stay awake sometimes, if I just get in position, if I allow myself, if I have a willingness to get up, I can prevent some stuff that was going to come from coming, because prayer is preventative. My God, today, God, in the name of Jesus, wake us up, God, that we won't rest on you, God. Change the willingness of our capacity to want to sleep when you are telling us to arise so that you can demonstrate your power. My Lord and my God,
Jesus.
My willingness to get up has to change because it can influence the trial that I will go through. Yeah, I know trials will come. That's our evidence of the Bible. It says trials, they will come. But God is saying right here, there are some trials that I can prevent if I just wake up. My God, some stuff is avoidable if I wake up. Oh, God. Oh, God. And so then as the text goes on, and the text concludes by saying, it says again, that if you stay awake and pray, you may not come into the time of trial. And then it says, but the spirit is willing, but the body or the flesh is weak. So those who have an ear to hear, let them hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. If you are willing to be on post, Your position could avert the course of things happening in your life. Your position could avert the cause of things happening in your family. Oh, God, if you are willing, because God, he says the Spirit is willing. The Spirit has already made avail itself to be in a posture, in a position to be awake, to avoid going through trial. Oh, God, let me pause for a moment. Oh, God, the reason why we're not advancing at a rate we are capable of is because of our unwillingness to get up. We're weighed down with things going on around us that we are failing to hear what God is saying. Oh, God, we can see here, going on the cross was not convenient for Jesus. Luke's version says it like this: Jesus was sweating to the point of where it was like blood dropping to the ground. He was in agony to the point of feeling death before he had even gone on the cross. But all we got is heavy eyes, and we want to roll over. And here Jesus is sweating like blood dropping to the ground because of a death, a brutal death that is before him. But we are unwilling to get up. But he said, nonetheless, I like how if you pay attention to the scripture, the first thing Jesus does is he asks, can this cup pass from me? By the time he asks a second time, he says, nonetheless, he's not asking for it to pass. He's just saying, it's my cup, and I'm going to take the cup you have before me. Are we willing to take a cup in this season? My God, what are you willing to do? Oh, if God can't depend on you for 1 hour to keep watch, and when you're going through trials, when you're enduring temptations, what can he depend on you for? What can God depend on you for if you are weighed down? Oh, my God. I'm going to share a personal story with you. As a child, washing dishes was one of my very few chores, and I do say few because I had very little. My mother didn't give me many responsibilities as a child, but doing dishes was one of those responsibilities. She ultimately resulted into I hated doing them. I just literally just despised washing dishes for whatever reason. My cousins say that I thought my hands would fall off if I touched dishwater. It's one of the jokes that they would make. I was never the dishwasher at any event. I dried and put up just because I didn't like washing dishes. So my mother would ultimately result in telling me, just do the dishes before you go to bed, because she knew that I would only do them when I was willing to do them. Now, this is a lot of authority to give to a child, but my mother could not get me to do them without my willingness. There was nothing she could offer me that would cause my mind to do them before I had a desire. She would wake me up early in the morning if I went to sleep and didn't do them and say, wash the dishes when you get home from school. And if I still didn't do them, she would sometimes result in saying, I wash the dishes for you. She moved me from being required to do it to her just doing it because I had left it undone. Now, I know the Bible says that if you got to be faithful over a few things, I'll make you ruler over many. When he said that he had given them the talents, it was the one who dug it in the ground, and he called them a worker of iniquity. He said, you are wicked. Depart from me. I never knew you, because they were not willing to do what God had called them to do, to multiply, to be fruitful. So right now in your life, if you find yourself where your sleep is more desirable for you than to wake up, if your willingness, if your will is so strong. My God, if your will is so strong that you won't submit to God, how can you receive anything? Now, God does say, I'm the God that reigns on the just as well as the unjust, but I believe that we are a people that want to live in the abundant overflow. So that means that I don't get dribbled. That means I get to have my cup run over. That means I get to have more than enough. But if we have not arrived there yet, it's because we leave things undone, and now somebody else is now fulfilling our assignment.
My God.
So I just want to submit to you, my brother. What is the point of us holding on to our will so tight that we end up missing the benefits of God? Why? Why do we hold on? Why is our will not submitted to God? Why does our will still exist so strong when we leave things undone? Jesus says it for us in the next text. He gave us what we should be saying. Nonetheless, Father, not my will, but your will be done. This tells me for my prayers to be effective, I must be willing to let go of my own will for God's will. God's will has to be active. And so for those of you who are following with me because you want your prayers to be effective in this season, stage one is watch. You are to be vigilant and in expectation for that which you are seeking God and asking God for. Stage two is the will of God and the willingness. You have to ask God for his desires, and then you pray those back to God. You must also be available to pray at the time God instructs. And the final stage in crafting effectual prayers is working the word. Let us camp out in Matthew for a second. The foundational theme for this book is the ministry of Jesus, and Jesus being the fulfillment of the messianic promise. With that, we get to focus on Jesus' ministry by way of preaching, healing, and teaching. Again, healing, preaching, healing, and teaching. From Matthew chapter 5 through Matthew chapter 8, the subheading Jesus teaches about is used 18 times. Again, Jesus teaches about is used 18 times between three chapters. If you're reading from the New Living Translation, that means Jesus is providing them with a variation of teaching, one of which is on prayer and another one on being watchful. In Matthew chapter 6, Jesus teaches them how to pray, but I like Luke's account better because he says they asked Jesus, Lord, teach us how to pray, just as John taught his disciples. Now, isn't this just like us? We see something that we want, but when a demand is placed on us to be used by it, you can't find us. Because, again, Jesus went to them at least three times, and he said, watch and pray with me. They said, Jesus, teach us how to pray. And Jesus taught them, but yet they are sleeping on the gifts in which they had just asked for. My God. So how do we move from Lord, teach us, to I'd rather be sleeping? How do we move? How do we move people from God, I want you to have your will, to not even being surrendered? How do we move from God, I want your best and I want your desires, but yet we keep on allowing our own desires that don't come from God to creep up into our expectations? My Lord, do we really want what we say we want? Or are we just giving God lip service in this season? When we arrive at Matthew chapter 24, Jesus is on the Mount of Olives teaching and foretelling of the things to come. And again, Jesus reminds those listening to be watchful. So now traveling back to our text today, Matthew chapter 26, we now know that Jesus had been giving the same message to Peter, James, and John. Be watchful. I will be betrayed. The hour is coming for the Son of Man to be ushered up. So if Jesus had been teaching this entire book and they had been with him, why was it so easy for them to go to sleep on him? How can individuals who had walked with Jesus, talked with Jesus, just finished eating the Passover meal with Jesus, not hold on to his word? Oh, my God. Jesus is the word made flesh. They were in the garden with the word. They were right there with the word, but did not adhere to the instructions that came out of the mouth of the word. Oh, God, we've already addressed that prayer is preventative. Our ability to pray keeps us from going through trials or impacts on that would affect our lives. In verse 46, Jesus finally wakes them up because Judas has fulfilled his assignment. Because they had not been following instructions, when Jesus is handed over, they slash off someone's ear. Now, let me remind you, Jesus just told them in verse 41, stay awake and pray that you may not come into the trial, time of trials and temptation. So let me make it plain. Jesus went over to them two times saying, wake up. The people, the third time, he let them stay asleep. He said, pray with me. Pray with me. And pray with me. And then he just said, I'm going to let them keep sleeping. If they would have been up, they would have seen what was coming. And they wouldn't have had to react with violence. Okay, let me make it plain. If you just wake up, you can move from a place of always you, then you will be astute enough to respond and not causing violent actions to take place in your life. Oh, God. Oh, God. So if they would have been up, they would have known. They would have known what was coming at them. But Jesus had to tell them, get up. The hour has come. By the time they got up, all of it was upon them. Look at us. Don't we get up? Don't we wait until the things are upon us to get up? We wait until the storm is right in front of us to open our eyes. Then we react with our flesh, and we forget what he had been teaching us the whole time. We forget everything we got from the training ground because we are reacting to things instead of just being prepared. Jesus, don't miss what the text is teaching us. Jesus was the word right in front of them. The word was with them the entire time, and they missed it. They missed it. They missed the word the entire time. The sword of the Spirit. You got to see this, people. They took a sword and cut the ear of somebody. But yet and still, they did not grab hold of the sword. Jesus, the word made flesh. They didn't grab a hold of him while they were in the garden with him. But they grabbed that which was flesh. They grabbed that which was passing. And they made a response out of their own flesh. My God, why are we responding to all of this physical stuff that's a byproduct of what's going on in the spirit? Why are we using our physical ability to cause bodily harm, but not recognizing the eternal goodness that is around us? Why are we not grabbing the word in the midst of the trials? Why are we using our own words, our own thoughts, our own ideas when the word is right with us? Jesus is always there. But we are not reaching for Jesus as we go through. We are not using the word made flesh. My God, we don't reach for the Messiah in the midst of our trials. Had they just used what God had given them, had they just worked it like God told them, they would not have had to endure the rebuke. So now Jesus has to put someone's ear healed before he even goes through a disgrace. And look at us. God can't get us to commit two pieces of scripture to memory, but when trials come on us, we are reaching out and reacting to every single thing that goes on around us, but we are not using what he's already given us. Jesus teaches 18 times between three chapters. Jesus teaches, but what are they gaining from the teaching? The reoccurring message of the text, but yet they abandoned the teaching in the midst of the trial. For every sermon, healing, and teaching, the disciples were present in the crowd with Jesus. So my mind goes to, where were their minds while Jesus was teaching if it was so easy to abandon and resort back to their own flesh? What was going on when Jesus was teaching? Did it actually get deposited inside of them? We know they had concerns about who would be the one that would betray him. We know they asked him to explain the parables. But how was it so easy to forget the instruction during the critical hour? When it's critical, why is it so easy for us to abandon what we have received from God? Oh, Jesus. Jesus said, hide my word in your heart that you will not sin against me. So where would your life be right now? If the word was alive and active, well, how advanced could your life be if you just hid the word in your heart that it wouldn't have caused you to sin against him? If you were able to be active in the hour he called you, what would be the difference? What would be the difference? Have you learned how to apply it when you are in the midst of trials or storms? Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, do you know what it means to even cover your house and your family and all the things connected to you in prayer? If you find yourself having unresponsive prayers, I would ask you, did you use his word? Because God says, I only respond to my word. God says, heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will last forever. Beloved, God is not moved by our emotions or by our anger. He says he moves at the sound of his word. So if you want something from God, you must go back to using his word to get it. So you must be watchful. Oh, God, you must be willing. And you must have the will of God at heart. And you must work the word and hold on to the word. I want to close out with this passage of scripture from Luke chapter 11, 5 through 13. And it says, then teaching them more about prayer, he used this story. Suppose you went to a friend's house at midnight, wanting to borrow 3 loaves of bread. You say to him, a friend of mine has just arrived for a visit, and I have nothing for him to eat. And suppose he calls out from his bedroom, don't bother me. The door is locked for the night, and my family and I are all in bed. I can't help you. But I tell you this, though he won't do it for friendship's sake, if you keep knocking long enough, he will get up and give you whatever you need because of your shameless persistence. And so I tell you, keep on asking, and you will receive what you ask for. Keep on seeking, and you will find. Keep on knocking, and the door will be open to you. For everyone who asks, receives. Everyone who seeks, finds. And to everyone who knocks, the door will be opened. Fathers, if your children ask for fish, do you give them a snake instead? Or if they ask for an egg, do you give them a scorpion? Of course not. So if you sinful people know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Heavenly Father give of the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? We must be sensitive to know that our words are living and active. Our tongue must be on our team, beloved. And that begins with your word being connected to the word of God. And with that, your future will be reflective of your persistence in prayer. Rejoice like you know what you know that you have what you are requesting before you get it. Don't allow your own words to remove it from your ability to obtain it. Keep asking God and believing until it is yours. In the natural, your tongue, your words, your future established by God's will. We have to keep asking, but in your pursuit of asking, you got to use what God has given you. God says, I will withhold no good thing from you, that my promises are yet still yes and amen. And so if you know the word, you can use the word, and all things become available to you. God says, with me all things are possible. But we're not effective because we're not watchful. We roll over when God says, get up. We don't want to surrender our will. And we don't even want to commit to the knowledge of Scripture. My God, let us look to God and pray. God, right now, forgive us for every place in which we have used our own ideas, our own words, our own thoughts, every way in which our will trumps your will. God, every place in which we were not submitted, every place in which we were unwilling, Lord God, to be led by you, directed by you, instructed by you. God, right now, we corporately repent, God, for not walking upright and not walking according to your precepts and commands. God, in the name of Jesus, we are asking right now, Lord God, that you remove, oh Lord God, our desires, Lord God, and deposit your desires, everything that you predestined, that you preordained, God. Let us connect to that and have a desire for that to take place. God, right now, in the name of Jesus, God, move us from the place, Lord God, where we don't make time to get your word, where we don't make time to hear you, Lord God, where we don't avail ourselves to you and to even have a knowledge of who you are, God, right now in the name of Jesus. Extend your hand from heaven, Lord God, and touch us again, Lord God. Ignite us again, Lord God. Restore your glory, Lord God, in our lives, God, every way in which the zeal has gone out, Lord God. We're asking right now that you would amplify your presence in our lives, Lord God, that your power, that your word, oh Lord God, will be present in every capacity. And so, God, we thank you right now that nonetheless, Lord God, not our will, God. Nonetheless, God, not our will, God, but your will, God. Your will be done over everything concerning us, because we want our prayers to be effective, Lord God. We don't want to pray and ask amiss, Lord God. We don't want to be murderers and robbers in our words, Lord God, and in our deeds. We want you to get the glory.
Yes.
Oh, God, right now, we thank you for this word. That, God, our tongue, our words, and our future have been established by you, and we reverence you. And it's in Jesus' name that we have prayed. Amen and praise God. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
My God, to thee.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Lord.
Bless
you,
Lord.
Yes, God.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Yes, God. Yes, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Your name, thank you, Father.
Your will.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah,
God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
Thank you for the word, oh God.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah,
Jesus.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
God, continue to move, Lord God. Continue to move.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, God.
Jesus.
Yes,
hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to just do an altar call by way of the phone right now. Just whoever is on, we're gonna just pray and just cover. If there's some things that you want to be covered, just call them out right now. We're just going to call out whatever it is. And once everybody's done, I'll just corporately pray. Whatever your issue is, whatever you need, whatever you believe in God for, whatever you've been submitting to God, I'm just asking whoever's unmuted, whatever, you can just call it out. And we're going to corporately pray. That's going to be how we do altar call right now.
Mm-hmm. Total obedience. Willing and obedience. Total.
Yes, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. I surrender, Lord. I surrender.
Yes.
Commit to you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Oh,
I hear
God.
One person. I hear willingness and total obedience submitted. I hear one. Yes. My daughter, Alistair. This is Mother Alma. Pray for me because I'm having swelling in my knee, my right knee, and I can hardly walk. So just pray for my body, entire healing. And I need a special prayer for my brother, Terry. He has surgery on his hip today. He has to go back, and he's going to the hospital in the morning. He called me just a little while ago, my brother, Terry.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
This is Mother's. I surrender to God. I need a healing in my body. I'm having a problem with my walking, like the front part of the bone and the is hurting me real bad sometime at night when I'm sleeping.
My God.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
My God.
Amen. Is there anyone else?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Quita, I don't know, like, it seems like I got a cloud over me. Every time I try to do right, I get pushed back. I feel my hands on me so much. I feel so heavy within my spirit, within my heart. I just need prayer.
Yeah.
I'm a mom of three. Sometimes it gets the best of me. And sometimes I question, like, why? You know.
Yeah.
God is understanding. So.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Is there another? Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Jesus.
We don't want to roll over and sleep. And God said, stretch your hand, Edna. Stretch your hand. No thought. Willing and obedient. Willing.
Yes, God. Hallelujah. Well, let's all go to God. God, right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God, you have heard the cry of your people, Lord God, those who stand in need of, oh, Lord God, having their will submitted and surrendered, Lord God. So, God, right now in the name of Jesus, we come, oh, Lord God, corporately saying, God, we come bowing down in before you, Lord God, in acknowledgement of your glory and your reverence, oh, Lord God, your splendor, your awesomeness, Lord God. God, in the name of Jesus, you are the one on the throne. So, God, right now, we bow down in your presence, Lord God, and saying, God, not our will, Lord God. We take the cup that you prepared for us, Lord God, and we say right now in the name of Jesus that your cup is better than anything, Lord God, that we could have ever created. Anything, Lord God, we could have ever, Lord God, crafted on our own. We come giving you the glory right now, acknowledging you as Lord and Savior, great Redeemer, the great I Am, the one who created us, Lord God, who called the breath of life to come into us, the one who says, I've created you in my image and in my likeness. Did I create you? I called you for such a time as this. So God, right now, in the name of Jesus, anything, Lord God, that would compete with your word, that would compete with what you called, what you orchestrated, what you demanded and commanded on our lives, God, we come canceling it right now. In the name of Jesus, God, we cast it back to the pits of hell. And God, in the name of Jesus, we ask right now that the Spirit of the living God come down and be deposited inside of us, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God. That no longer will we try to create the way and walk in a way that we designed, but we would walk in the way of the living God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we walk on the pathway called straight. We walk the narrow way, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We no longer have a desire to move to the left or to the right of your word, but God, in the name of Jesus, our feet have been established and prepared. Oh, how precious, God, are the feet of those who walk in the way of the gospel, who walk in the word of truth. God, in the name of Jesus. So, God, right now, we declare and decree a brand new consecration. Oh, I'm consecrated in this season. I'm only set apart for the master's use. I'm only available to be used by God. Nothing else has control to influence and impact where I'm going in the name of Jesus. And God, right now, all of those who need healing, God, no matter what the healing is, if the healing is from a physical thing, a broken heart, or an infirmity, God, we cancel it right now in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Let them get together and begin praying, because this sickness cannot be unto death. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, you said, God, that you took on, oh, Lord God, all of those infirmities on the cross, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God.
Jesus.
You said, God, by your stripes, by those lashings, oh, we just read today, right before it happened, but you said, by my stripes, you're already healed.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, I release the pressure around your knee where all the inflammation Jesus. Been gathering up. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus.
Whatever it came from.
Stress over the years, God. The cares of life that have showed up in this season and have resided in your body. In that one area, we come lifting it up right now. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Oh, God, we thank you right now, God. We thank you for the anointing that destroys yokes. We come in the name and the power. You said I leave my spirit with you, and I give you permission to use my name because all power resides in my name. The authority is in my name. Everything is achieved by the release of my name. So right now, those who
right
have been
now,
in
God.
Need of healing, I release
right
the name
now.
Of Jesus,
Jesus
in your atmosphere. That right now,
thank
God,
you, God,
Jesus Christ,
right now,
the Lord and Savior, the Messiah, he would come in and dwell with you and touch everything that's been going on around
you. In the name of Jesus.
And God, right now, to the one who feel the ones, Lord God, because it's not just her who feel like, oh God, heaviness, weighed down. Oh God, the burden, Lord God. Oh God, the cares of life, not understanding, not knowing, trying to figure out why must I endure? Why am I going through the way I'm going through? Why can I not be successful? Why is all this going on around me? Oh God, in the name of Jesus, to the one, Lord God, who asking you those questions, God, because it seems like, oh Lord God, a cloud has been put upon them and they can't see no sunshine. God, in the name of Jesus, pour back the clouds and rain down heaven in their lives, God. Right now, in the name of Jesus, God, you said I will open up the windows of heaven and cloud blessings that you do not have room enough to receive. God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, you said it, God. You said, I will open up the windows of heaven. So, God, right now, you said,
right
Lord
now,
God,
God,
that though, God, we may endure through the night, our joy comes in the morning.
Yes,
God, right now, in the name of Jesus, it may be nighttime, but God, you said that you are eternal and you are operating time, so you can make morning show up right now. Let the dawning of a new day come in their lives right now. Snatch that depression off of them right now, God, in the name of Jesus, and cast it back into the pits of hell from where it came, God, in the name of Jesus, God, every amount of pressure, oppression, depression, Lord God, every suicidal spirit, every hurting spirit, Lord God, all those things that arise, Lord God, and come to persuade us to leave our position and leave our posture, everything that gets us out of the will of God and gets us to moving in our flesh. God, right now, crucify the flesh afresh, God,
in the name of Jesus.
Every emotion that we've been feeling that is persuading us that we are not in your presence, kill it right now, God.
Right now, God.
Everything, Lord God, that would cause us to believe that we got to believe in our feelings more than we believe in your word, God. Cancel it, Lord God. And we thank you. Oh, God, we give you the glory. We give you the glory. And we declare, Lord God, and decree that today is a release of the captives. Everybody who came on, who was bound by their own will, bound by their own agenda, bound by not being effective, bound by having their tongue always speaking against them, bound by their own image and idea that they would speak against who you called them to be. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, if we are really our own Goliath, cause our tongue to stop talking about us, if we really are the ones who are operating like uncircumcised Philistines, God, in the name of Jesus, change our language, God.
Change our language.
That our tongue would be submitted and laced with the word of the living God. That our tongues would be effective, to release your word in the atmosphere. You said whatever we loose in the earth will be loosed in heaven, and whatever we bind on earth will be bound in heaven. What are we loosing? Are we loosing this destruction upon us? Are we continuously speaking against ourselves that things have the authority to be active? God, in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
So God, move in the midst of us. And let no Lord God, don't let anything snatch this word out of us.
Hallelujah.
God, don't let anything, God, come and snatch. We don't want to be stony. We don't want to be amongst the thorns, God. Make every person who called in tonight be good ground, that they would run with the word, Lord God. And God, that nothing will hold them back from advancing and seeing the success of what you do when we are obedient and astute to your word, God.
God,
we honor you. And we thank you, God. And it's in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I hand it back over to you, Dr. Clay. Amen.
My God to thee.
Yes.
Austria.
Yes.
Thank you for your service. Thank you for your business. We thank you for use you to speak to the ear gates of the Christ.
No.
How can God send you if you wait?
Jesus.
Like when you said that, how can God depend on you if you weighed down?
Amen.
My God.
Thank you for word. Thank you for that word. I pray that each and every one of the line has received a word from
Hallelujah.
God, that God speaks in so many ways to our spirits. I just pray that God spoke to your spirit.
Hallelujah.
And that your life never be the same because something was said that stirred you up.
Hallelujah.
Got you more than you've ever been before. We thank you. We thank Minister Austria. We usually have comments in, but we're not going to do that this evening because we don't need to do that.
Amen.
The only thing I'm saying is just saturate on what you have heard.
Amen.
Allow it to sink in to your spirit. And that's what we're asking.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. I just your word and just allow it to sink in.
My God.
Again, we thank you. Thank you for all of those of you who joined this evening. Thank you for blessing the woman as well as the body of Christ. We are coming out of LA. There's a time. There's a difference in time. And we thank you for coming on in accordance to how God has led you this evening. I know that I've been blessed. I know that you spoke to me. And I just pray the same for each and every one.
Amen.
Spoke to them on Zoom. Well, I see hand raised.
Yes.
You spoke to them too. Just thank you, God, for you. We are at the close of the hour. We are definitely going to invite you back in. We're going to invite you back in, so just get ready, and I just hope, pray that God will allow you to be available.
Yeah.
Amen. I just pray that God will to be available at that time. Thank you so much. We, again, for each and every one of you, again, thank you. I mean, you can go to the archives. Mr. Austria was on even as she had the word for those that did not come on this evening. So it's blog video. If you go to Blog Talk Radio, and you can share it with someone.
Amen.
Amen. Yes.
Good evening.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
I face the dawn.